kind of weather. Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go with Atlantic.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Delaney. And in just a moment, the Red Sox-Yankee game with Phil Rizzuto and Mel Allen bringing you the play-by-play description. This broadcast comes to you by courtesy of the Atlantic Refining Company and P. Ballantyne & Sons in cooperation with Sports Network by authority of the Yankees. It's intended solely for the private enjoyment of our listening audience, and any rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play description without the express consent of the Yankees is prohibited. A lovely day in Boston today, and we're just about set to join Phil Rizzuto, who'll be sending us the starting lineups. For those of you who did not remain up until the wee hours, we'll remind you that the Red Sox last night, Red Sox winning 2-1. This afternoon, Ralph Terry goes for the Yankees. And Gene Conley for the Boston Red Sox. The temperature today in Boston is about 65 degrees. It's quite comparable to the weather we're enjoying in New York. The bullpen brigade has just made its way out towards the bullpen in right field. And so it's time now for us to join Phil Rizzuto with the starting lineups.
And now we have the starting lineups for you. Ralph Houk has really shaken up the Yankee lineup. As a matter of fact, driving home in the bus last night after the ball game, Ralph was saying that he's not going to go with the old theory that you need a lot of right-hand hitters here at Fenway Park, because whenever you put the right-hand hitters in, they try to hit the ball over the fence, and as a result, they're swinging at bad pitches. So he stacked his batting lineup with left-handed power. He has five left-hand hitters. Leading off today, playing third base, Cleet Boyer. An unusual spot for Boyer in the lineup. Tony Kubek moved down in the second spot in the batting order. Tony playing shortstop. In right field will be Roger Maris, batting third. Mickey Mantle will be in center field, hitting cleanup. In left field today, and batting fifth, Yogi Berra. Bill Skarin will be at first base, batting sixth. Doing the catching and batting seventh, Johnny Blanchard. Bobby Richardson will be at second base, batting in the eighth position, and doing the pitching and batting ninth, Ralph Terry. For the Boston Red Sox, leading off playing second base, Chuck Schilling. In center field and batting second will be Gary Geiger. Vic Wirtz, who got the winning hit last night, driving in Jackie Jensen. The Red Sox defeated the Yankees 2-1. Wirtz will be at first base, batting third. Jensen, who along with scoring the winning run, had a homer last night, will be in right field hitting in the cleanup spot. At third base, batting fifth, Frank Malzone. Jim Pagliarone will be the catcher, batting in the sixth position. Carol Hardy, batting seventh and playing left field. The shortstop, batting eighth, will be Don Budden. And doing the pitching and batting ninth, Gene Conley. The umpires for today's game, and right now they are gathered at home plate with Ralph Houk and Mike Higgins. Calling balls and strikes, Bob Stewart. At first base, Charlie Berry. Umpiring at second, Joel Insulata, and Frank Umont will be calling them at third base. They break up the huddle at home plate, and we'll be ready to go down in the field in just a little while. As we told you, there were no other games in the American League yesterday, so the Yankees dropped a half game to Detroit, to Cleveland, well, to everybody, except for the Red Sox, who picked up a full game on them. But Baltimore, now tied with the Yankees, are just percentage points actually behind New York. But the Yankees and the Orioles are both five games behind the league-leading Detroit Tigers. Cleveland in second place, 3.5 games out. And in the National League, Cincinnati defeated the league-leading Giants 5-1. And Los Angeles, behind Sandy Koufax, defeated the St. Louis Cardinals and Larry Jackson last night 2-1. So the Dodgers picked up a full game, and they're now a game and a half behind the Giants. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh follow. And there go the Red Sox out on the field. And walking out to the mound is Gene Conley. Well, Boy, he is big, I'll say. But right now, we'll have our national anthem. Good-sized crowd here today, not quite as large as last night. This is always a good baseball city, Boston. Gene Conley has won 2 and lost 3 in the year. No record against the Yankees. It's Conley's 8th appearance of the year and the 7th as a starter. Remember, he pitched against the Yankees last time out. And against Ralph Terry, Conley allowed just 2 runs in 7 innings on 7 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 3. Both of Conley's wins have been shutouts. The last one was against Detroit on May the 18th. It's the four-hitter. Lee Boyer will be leading off for the Yankees today. Frank Crisetti goes to the coaching box at third, and Wally Moses down to first. Conley is 6 feet 8 inches tall, the tallest ball player in the major league, 227 pounds. And he's played basketball for the Boston Celtics since 1958-59 season. He's the only man to play 2 major professional sports in the same city. And as you know, basketball is a grueling game. But it didn't take Conley long to get in shape for baseball. About 10 days. Went out and pitched the game and won it. Conley's been in the big league since 1954. Actually, he was up with the old Boston Braves in 52, but only for 4 ball games. Lee Boyer steps into the batter's box. Boyer batting .243. 4 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, and 12 RBIs. Big Gene Conley checks the sign from Paglioni. Pitch to Boyer is a swing and a miss, strike one at a high fastball. Maglioroni is 6 feet 3 inches tall, so this must be the tallest batter in both leagues. One strike. Curveball is low outside, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 delivery. It's over the inside corner, strike 2, call. Outfield straight away on Boyer. Pitch is a line drive, base hit to left field, in the hole between third and short. Carol Hardy up with it. Boyer opens the ball game with a line shot to left. That brings up Tony Kubek. Tony's batting .299, dipped under the .300 mark last night. He has 9 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, and 12 RBI. Vic Wirtz holding the bag against Boyer. Now zone is in a third. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Kubek is bunted foul down the third baseline. So Malzone must have had a hunch. He was playing in on Kubek. Still, Tony trying to drop one down. Bunted foul. Mm. starting to cloud up a little bit, though there's no threat of rain today. Boyer with a short leadoff first. The stretch. The pitch is fouled out of play and back at third base. Strike two. Roger Maris on deck. Nothing in two on Kubek. The stretch and the pitch is outside. Ball one. For some of you fans driving around or near the stadium, the Yankee Stadium advance ticket window is open today until 5 o'clock for your ticket shopping convenience. The one at Grand Central Terminal is not open today, though. All right, Conley set. Pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got the fastball by Kubek. Conley's first strikeout, and here's Roger Maris. Roger batting 231. Two doubles, nine homers, and 23 RBI. Very enthusiastic fans up here in Fenway Park. And just adds something to the ball game. Peps up the ball players and everybody around. Goya leads off first. Pitch to Maris is hit deep but foul to right field, way back there. And up on top of the roof and right on out of the ballpark. Maris really got a hold of an inside fastball. Drilled it deep over the roof but foul. A long strike. Outfield shifting around towards right on Maris and deep. Here's the stretch by Conley. His pitch is a line drive, base hit, past the second baseman, a right center. Boyer around second, digging for third, and Maris holds it first with a single. Second hit off Conley. And all the noise because Mickey Mantle's coming up there. Mickey batting 306. Five doubles, one triple, 11 homers, and 27 RBI. Mick accounted for the lone Yankee run last night with his long home run into the Yankee bullpen in right field. Infield in double play depth with one out, runners at first and third. The top of the first inning, no score in this ball game. On deck, Yogi Berra. Stretch by Conley. Hits to Mantle. Inside, ball one. Maris at first, Boyer at third. Conley sets. Pitch is outside, ball two. Two or nothing. Ready again. Mantle takes a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Conley throwing hard here in the top of the first inning. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. He checks his swing and it's just a little bit high, ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike on Mickey. The pitch is swung at it, missed strike two, and Mickey let go of the bat with one hand and swings that right arm up in the air. He has his wrist heavily taped and is also having a little trouble with his right shoulder, not counting the leg. Full count on Mantle with one away. Let's see if Maris will be going. Boyer is at third. Maris at first. Here's the stretch. There goes Maris. It's strike three. He dropped the ball. No, wait. He foul tipped it. He must have just gotten a little piece of that ball, and Pagliarone dropped it. Catcher picks up some dirt and throws it down. Maris was going with the pitch. And I'd wondered why Paglioni didn't pounce on the ball and throw to second, but Mantle just nicked it. So he's got a life. Still 3-2 on Mickey. Here's the stretch. There goes Maris. There's a drive to deep right field, way back there. The ball is in the bullpen for a home run for Mantle. And there's the difference. They say baseball is a game of inches. And Paglioni held on to that foul tip. Mantle would have been out of there. He got a life and hits a three-run homer into the Yankee bullpen. So Mantle comes up with his 12th home run of the year, and he now has 30 runs batted in. The Yankees lead 3-0, and here's Yogi Berra batting .309. Four doubles, five homers, and 18 runs batted in. Pitch to Yogi is foul tip back, strike one. Funny about Mickey, he looked there swinging at two pitches and missing even the foul tip, and then he hits one 9 miles. Yogi hits one to right center field. Going back is Jensen in the center fielder. In the center fielder, Geiger makes a one-handed catch against the Red Sox bullpen wall. It didn't look like that ball was going to travel that far, but Geiger at the last second leap caught it one-handed and then just brushed lightly against the wall in front of the Red Sox bullpen. So it's two outs. And here's Bill Scarron. The Moose batting .282. Seven doubles, one triple, six homers, and 25 runs batted in. 3-0, the Yankees lead, top of the first. Conley's pitch is outside, ball one. Fastball is low, ball two. Nothing pitch is high, ball three. 3-0. Strike call. 3-1 the count on Scar, and on deck is Johnny Blanchard. Here's the windup by Conley. Pitches a swing and a line drive. Base hit to left center field. And Scarron's on with a solid single as the Yankees have gotten to Conley here in the first inning. Hit number four off Conley. And it'll bring up Johnny Blanchard. Blanchard batting .222. One double, three homers, and seven runs batted in. Two outs. Stretch by Conley. Hits to Blanchard as a curve outside, ball one. Blanchard pops one to short left center field. The shortstop Button moving back and makes the catch with his back to the infield. So for the Yankees in the top of the first inning, three runs on four base hits. No Red Sox errors. One man left to score at the end of one half inning. The Yankees three and the Red Sox coming to bat.
For pleasure driving that is a pleasure, you need something more than a freshly washed car and a bright sunny day. For one thing, you need to be sure that your carburetor is clean to do its job at peak efficiency. And that's why more and more motorists from New England to Florida have started to use Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly. This quality gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. You see, Atlantic Imperial removes the harmful deposits of dirt that get past your engine's air cleaner and build up on the lower walls of your carburetor. These deposits can cause rough idling, stalling, and gasoline waste. But once you've used Atlantic Imperial for a while, you'll feel the difference. And as long as you use it, Atlantic Imperial will keep new deposits from forming in your carburetor. See your Atlantic dealer soon. Use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Ralph Terry is out on the mound for the New York Yankees. Terry is 1-2 and lost none this year, and he's 1-0 against the Red Sox, lifetime against Boston, 10 wins and 5 defeats. This is Terry's 9th appearance of the year and his 8th as a starter. The Yankees have won 5 of the games that Terry has started. Schilling batting .233, stepping into the batter's box, leading off for the Red Sox, has 7 doubles, 1 homer, and 17 runs batted in. Yankees 3 and the Red Sox nothing. This is the first inning. Terry's first pitch is right over, strike one called. Bats him right-handed. Curve is low. Ball 1-1-1. Terry is 6'3 and 190 pounds. He looks small compared to that Conley out on the mound. 1-1 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground. Foul outside of third. Billy Herman knocks it down. Couldn't hold on to it. The third base coach for the Red Sox. Rudy York is coaching over at first. Couple of pretty good hitters in their day. Herman, one of the best hit and run men ever in baseball. And York, one of the big power hitters. Curve is outside. Low ball 2-2-2. Terry pitching with practically a no-windup delivery. The 2-2 pitch. Hit in front of the plate and bounces back to the screen. Ball 3. 3-2. Field in beautiful condition here at Fenway Park. Ready now for the payoff. Pitch to Schilling. He swings and lines it. Foul down the left field line. Back into the seat. Holds at 3-2. Yogi Berra's in left field for the Yankees defensively. The pitch is a ground ball in the hole. Richardson to his left is up with it. His throw is in time on a beautiful play by Richardson and Scarron. Bobby went back on the edge of the outfield grass, picked it up, had a throw off balance, and threw it in the dirt, and Scarron backhanded, scooped it out of the dirt, just did nip Chuck Schilling. Richardson has more than made up in his fielding and defensive play, and his low average shows as so far as batting goes. Here's Gary Geiger batting .213, 4 doubles, a triple, 4 homers, and 8 runs batted in. Left-hand hitting center fielder. The curve is inside. Ball 1 to Geiger. On deck, Dick Wirtz. 3-0, the Yankees are leading. Last half of the first inning. The 1-0 pitch is popped in the air. Boyer, the third baseman, moving back under it. He's in fair territory and makes the catch for the second out. Two-way. And here's Vic Wirtz. Batting .267, 5 doubles, 3 homers, and 12 runs batted in. Left hand hitter with an open stance. Big, powerful man. Takes a pitch high, ball 1. Fastball high outside, ball two. Johnny Blanchard rifles the ball back to Terry. Ralph goes to the rosin bag. On deck is Jackie Jensen. Yankee outfield deep, mantle deep and shading in right center a little bit for Wirtz. Fastball is lined to left center field. Yogi going back and it's over his head, bouncing off the wall. Wirtz around first, digging for second. And he'll be in with a stand-up double. So Vic Wirtz, with Mantle playing in right center, hit a solid line drive to left center, one hop off the wall, and comes up with his sixth double of the year. Here's Jackie Jensen. Jensen batting .210, has three doubles, four homers, and 12 runs batted in. Jackie has two of his four homers against the Yankees, and both of them off Whitey Ford. Two outs. Set. Pitch to Jensen is high, ball one. They have painted the walls olive green this year instead of the light green, and it really is pretty. The left field wall runs from the left field foul line almost straight across the center field. One reason why right hand hitters love to hit in this spot. Curve is over, strike one, one and one. On deck, Frank Malzone. Blanchard out to the mound to talk with Terry. Jensen steps back to have a little chat with Bob Stewart, the plate umpire. Vic Wirtz leading off second base. Terry stretches. Fastball is low, ball two. Two and one. Yankees play the Red Sox again tomorrow night. And then on Thursday afternoon, before going out to Chicago for a three-game series, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. Terry sets. Pitch is in there. Strike two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Terry leans over and checks the sign from Blanchard. Wirtz with a good-sized leadoff second. And Jensen passed the time and steps out of the box. Terry taking a little too long getting the sign. All right, now Terry sets. Terry fouled back. Out of play. Jensen's doing a lot of walk around that batter's box. Balls, two strikes on Jensen. Terry ready. Curve low, and it's a full count, three and two. Blanchard having a little trouble picking up the ball, though Wirtz does not advance, and the crowd gets on Johnny. Three balls, two strikes, two out. The Yankees three, the Red Sox nothing. Bottom of the first inning. Mantle hit a three-run homer in the top of the first, and the Yankees out in front. Now we're ready for the payoff pitch. Here's the stretch. Pitch is strike three, call. It was a curveball. Jensen took it. And Bob Stewart said it had part of the plate. So Jackie was curved on a 3-2 pitch and caught looking. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the first, no runs. One hit. No Yankee errors. One man left. The score at the end of one full inning. The Yankees three and the Red Sox nothing. and we pause for station identification.
You are in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO time, 26 and a half minutes past 2.
On the scoreboard in the American League, Los Angeles at Washington. It's 1-1 at the end of 2. Garver against Hobaugh. Earl Averill homing in the second with nobody on for L.A. Minnesota at Cleveland for a pair. In the first game at the end of 3, Minnesota 2, the Indians nothing. Pasquale against Hawkins. Baltimore is at Chicago for 2. The first game just getting underway. It's Barber against Shaw. Kansas City at Detroit in a doubleheader. Archer against Marcy in the first game. In the National League, Cincinnati at San Francisco playing 2 games. At the end of 2.5 innings, it's Cincinnati 3, the Giants nothing. Maloney for Cincinnati. Jones started. Fisher in the third. Pinson homered in the first with nobody on, and Maloney helping his own cause in the third with a man on. St. Louis is at Los Angeles for a single game. Milwaukee at Philadelphia for a pair. In the first game, it's nothing-nothing at the end of 2.5. Buell against Ferresi. Chicago's at Pittsburgh for 2, and at the end of 5 innings, all tied up 1-1. Ellsworth against Mizell. Andre Rogers homered in the fourth for the Cubs with nobody on. Bobby Richardson leads off for the Yankees here in the top of the second. Bobby batting 205. Has one triple and 10 RBIs. Conley's pitch to Richardson, inside ball one. Bobby, by the way, has resigned as Yankee player representative, and he's going to be replaced by Art Dittmar, his alternate, who will serve until the players hold their election. Bobby felt that the position was too time-consuming with his family up there. There's a drive to deep right center field. Jensen going over and makes the running catch in deep right center. That ball just seemed to hang up there. It was in the hole, and Jensen went a long ways from right field, but he caught it. One away. Brings up Ralph Terry. Terry batting 333. 5 for 15, 1 double, 1 RBI. One out, nobody on. To Terry is in there. Strike one call. Foul back in the seats and out of play. Strike two. Nothing and two on Terry. Here's Conley's pitch. It's a ground ball to the shortstop. Button in. Up with it. Throw to Vic Wirtz in time to get Ralph. It's two away. It'll bring up Cleet Boyer, who opened the ball game with a single to left field. And scored along with Maris on Mantle's 12th home of the year in the first inning. Boyer taking plenty of time, giving Terry a little more time to get into the bench and rest a little before he has to get back out on the mound to pitch. Two out, nobody on. Conley's pitch to Boyer is in there, strike one call. The Yankees last night added another bonus player to their minor league system. They signed New England William E. Billy Madden. And everybody was after him. He's a left-hand hitting 16-year-old catcher. Boyer takes the pitch low, 1-1. 18 years old. I said 16, but he's 18 years old. The 1-1 pitch, low outside, ball two, 2-1. Is a ground ball past the pitcher to shortstop near second, up with it, throws to first just in time to get Boyer. That was a fine play by Don Button on a ball that was hit off the end of the bat. in which Connelly misjudged the speed. And Button had to come up fast with it for the Yankees in the top of the second. Nothing across the score at the end of an inning and a half. New York 3 and the Red Sox nothing.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car, remove dirt in the vital throttle plate area without even raising the hood. How? Just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see, dirt deposits build up on the lower walls of most carburetors. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate and cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Now, this results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone, washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you need not worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Frank Malzone leads off for the Red Sox in the bottom of the second. Frank just can't seem to get going. Here's a fellow who has a batting average close to 300, lifetime-wise, that is, in the American League. And right now he's batting 141, has one double, two homers, and six RBI. He's too good a ball player to be down there. 3-0, the Yankees lead. Terry's pitch to Malzone is low, ball one. Pitch is hit on the ground of the shortstop. Kubek on a big hop. His throw to Scarron in time to get Malzone. That's one away. Brings up Jim Pagliarone, the catcher, batting 261. Big Jim is three doubles, three homers, and 10 runs batted in. Pagliarone credits his catching ability right now to the hard work of Mickey Owen when he was with the Red Sox. Mickey worked with him every day, every day. The pitch to the right-hand hitting catcher is in there. Strike one called. Of course, Bill Dickey helped Yogi Berra quite a bit when Yogi first came to the Yankees. When you get that good coaching and training, it pays off. Curve inside, 1-1. Nobody on. Yankees leading 3-0. Bottom of the second. Pitch is outside, ball two. Man, I can't wait for that hot weather to get here. And around August, we'll probably be looking for some cool weather, but this weather's been ridiculous. The pitch is low, ball three. 3-1. Now the clouds are getting blacker up there. The wind's getting colder. Three and one on Jim Pagliarone. Terry's pitch is in there. Strike two called. 3-2. Count. The payoff pitch. Drive deep to left field. That ball's going to be off the wall. Yogi lays it off the wall on one hop, and Pagliarone is held to a long single. As Barra played that wall a la Ted Williams out there. The old splendid splinter could play him off a solid line drive that hit the wall. Yogi caught it on one hop and had the ball into second base just as the big catch around it first. A line single to left. Remember when I was a kid and I used to hear games broadcast from Fenway Park and they'd say a ball hit the wall and he's held to a single. I couldn't believe it until I came up here to play. Cal Hardy, the left fielder, the batter, hitting 224, four doubles, a triple, and five runs batted in. Hits to Hardy. It's a curve in there, strike one call. On deck is Don Button, the shortstop. Garin holding first against the Red Sox catcher. Here's a stretch by Rod. Ball bunted down third. It's a good one. That's going to be a base hit. Boyer doesn't even make a play. A beautiful bunt by Carroll Hardy. That is one of the best, if not the best, bunt I've seen all year by a right-handed batter. He fooled everybody. Laid it down, and Boyer didn't even make a try. Just picked it up, caught him flat-footed. And that's hit number three off Terry. And now the tying run is at the plate. Don Budden, the shortstop, batting 245. Six doubles and four runs batted in. One away. Yankees leading 3-0. Pitch to Budden. Right. Fastball right down the pipe. Hardy at first. Pagliarone at second. By Terry. Curve in the dirt, knocked down by Blanchett. Johnny pounces on it, keeps the runners from advancing. Boy, that catching's a tough job when you get those curve balls in the dirt. Gotta get your body in front of it. Of course, you have a lot of gear on to protect you, the chest protection, the shin guards, and the mask. A lot of ball players call them the tools of ignorance. I'm joking, maybe, because if you're a good catcher, you can get to the big leagues faster than any other position. Pitch inside, ball two, 2-1. Gene Conley, due to be the next batter, is a pretty good hitting pitcher. Runners lead off first and second. Perry sets. 2-1 pitch, curve high, ball three, 3-1. Changes the rosin bag. He moves that rosin bag around like it's diamonds or something. Touches it very gently. Moves it from the right side of the rubber to the left side. Three balls, one strike, and one out. Runners at first and second. Pitch is a curve. In there, strike two, and it's a full count. So Terry curves him on a 3-1 pitch. The pitcher's got to have pretty good control of that curveball to do that. Once again, we have a full count on a Red Sox batter. Here's Terry Stretch. Fastball fouled back up on the roof out of play. Ralph tried to sneak the fast one by him, hoping that Budden was looking for the curve. Not a good idea to guess with two strikes on you, because if you're looking for the curve and they throw the fastball, you can't get around. Terry ready for the 3-2 pitch. Fastball popped in the air to the infield. The infield fly rule is called. Button is automatically out. Richardson makes the catch at second base. And it's two away. Here comes Gene Conley. Conley has one base hit this year. That one against the Yankees, and it was a double. He has driven in one run. Two out, two on. Yankees lead 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Flying around above us with a big banner in back of it advertising WEEI, which is a CBS affiliate up here in Boston. All right, big Gene Conley steps into the batter's box. The bat looks like a toothpick in his hands. He's so big. Terry sets. Pitch to Conley is fouled back on the screen and out of play. Carroll Hardy at first. Jim Pagliarone is at second with two outs. ready. His curve is fouled off to the left of the plate, strike two. Nothing and two on the big right-hand hitting pitcher for the Red Sox, Gene Conley. Terry taking a lot of time getting the signal. Now he's ready. Here's the stretch. It hit his bat. I think if it didn't hit his bat, it would have hit Conley. It was in on him, would have hit him right on the chest. And he swung that bat in self-defense. A fastball coming right in towards his chest. He just got his bat out there and deflected it off into the stands to the right of the plate. All right, Terry ready. Ground ball hit to short. Kubek coming in, up with it. His throw to first base in time to get Conley, and he can move down that line for a big fella. End of two full innings, the Yankees 3 and the Red Sox nothing.
Now that we're approaching the boating and lawn mowing season, remember Atlantic Outboard Motor Oil keeps your engine running clean and smooth. Use Atlantic Outboard Motor Oil.
Look at the scoreboard. Washington 1, Los Angeles 1 at the end of 2.5. Minnesota 2, Cleveland nothing at the end of 4.5. Baltimore, Chicago hasn't started. Kansas City scored 1 in the top of the first, playing Detroit a doubleheader. Cincinnati leads San Francisco 4-0 at the end of 3.5 innings. St. Louis at L.A. has not started. And then Milwaukee at Philadelphia nothing at the end of 4. And Chicago at Pittsburgh 1-1 at the end of 6 innings. Don't forget, fans, the Yankee Stadium advance ticket office is open today until 5 p.m. And tickets for all future Yankee games will be available. The Grand Central ticket office will not be open today. After this week's road trip to Boston and Chicago, the Yankees return to the stadium for 11 games on 8 dates early in June. The big week opens the season. First twi-night doubleheader on Monday, June the 5th, with the slugging Minnesota Twins, featuring Harmon Killebrew, Bob Allison, Jim Lemon, and Earl Batty. And, of course, the pitchers Camilo Pascual and Pedro Ramos. The Twins will be at the stadium for the twi-nighter on Monday the 5th, for a night game on Tuesday, June the 6th, and an afternoon contest on Wednesday the 7th. The twi-nighter starts at 6 p.m., so make your plans now to attend a perfect date night as the school year draws to a close. Why does that always make kids happy when the school year draws to a close? I know why, because I was always happy when it was over. All right, here's Tony Kubek, who struck out in the first inning, leading off against Gene Conley here in the top of the third. Pitch to Kubek is fouled back out of play. One strike on Tony. One strike pitch is hit high in the air to right field. Jackie Jensen is moving back under it and is there to take the catch in front of the Yankee bullpen. One away. Here's Roger Maris, who lined a single right center field in the first inning. And on deck, Mickey Mantle. Maris is a ground foul outside of first. Strike one. The wind up by Conley, and the pitch is No, he checked the swing. Bob Stewart started to put the right hand up and drew it back quickly. Maris started the swing, held up. 1-1 on Raj. Conley's curve is hit deep to right field. Jensen going back, way back. And the ball is in the seats for a home run for Roger Maris. And that was a line drive home run. Deep into the right field seat. Which gives the Yankees now a 4-0 lead. And for Maris, his 10th home run of the year and his 24th run batted in. Brings up Mickey Mantle, who hit a 3-run home run in the first inning. Mickey's 12th of the year. Pitch is over Mickey's head and back to the screen. Ball one. Nick's got a grin on his face. That ball was mighty close. Conley put a little extra on that fastball. Yankees now with 5 hits and 4 runs. Pitch to Mantle outside, ball two. Some action in the Red Sox bullpen. Dave Hillman, the right-hander, is up. Mantle takes the curve over, strike one. 2-1. Yankees 4 and the Red Sox nothing. Top of the third. Mantle pops the ball up, but it's coming back out of play in the stands. Bounce on the concrete as the fans didn't want any part of that high foul. Two and two on Mantle. Conley's pitch is foul tip. Off the chest protector of the catcher, Pagliarone. If you remember, the first time Mantle was up, had 2 strikes on him and just did foul tip a pitch, and Pagliarone had it in his glove and dropped it on. The next pitch, Mantle hit a homer. Again, the 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. Full count on Mantle. Payoff pitch to Mickey. He strike three. He was a bad pitch, and Mickey tried to check his swing, couldn't do it. The curve actually hit in the dirt. Second strikeout for Conley. That's two away. And here's Yogi Berra, who fly deep to right center field in the first inning. Two out, nobody on. Conley's pitch to Yogi is in there, strike one call. Curve hit on the ground to the second baseman. Schilling is up with it, throws to Wirtz in time for the out. The Yankees pick up another run thanks to the homer by Maris. 1 run on 1 hit. No Red Sox errors, nobody left. The score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Yankees 4 and the Red Sox nothing.
Here's the gasoline story of the year. Now you can test Atlantic Imperial in your own car without risking an extra penny. The people at Atlantic make this unusual offer because they're confident you'll like the difference this fine gasoline will make in the performance of your car. Here's all you have to do. Start using Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. After 100 gallons, if you're not completely satisfied, just mail the receipts to the Atlantic Refining Company, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline will be refunded and no questions asked. You'll like the difference, or Atlantic will pay the difference. Make Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Discover for yourself how Atlantic Imperial gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
In the bottom of the third inning, it'll be the top of the Red Sox batting order. Schilling, Geiger, and Wirtz to face Ralph Terry. Schilling bounced to second base in the first inning. Bobby Richardson making a fine play, along with a nice scoop-up of a low throw by Scarron. The Yankee defense in the infield has been tremendous this year. Even though the pitching has not been up to par, the double plays and the fine fielding of the infield has helped the Yankees tremendously. Schilling swings and misses a curve, strike one. Schilling from Brooklyn, New York. There's a foul tip off the umpire's chest protector, and the ball bounces all the way down to first base, picked up by Rudy York. Nothing in two on Schilling. Here's the two-strike pitch. Curve hit on the ground at third. Foul. And Boyes, charging the ball, had the ball go under his glove, and he kicked it with his foot to the shortstop Kubek, but it was foul. Nothing in two on Schilling. The short windup. Curve foul down the first baseline. Ralph not wasting any pitches on Schilling. Nothing in two counts. Ball in back of his head that time. Ball one. Schilling hit the dirt. Now the one ball, two strike pitch. Curve is high, ball two. Two and two. Maris playing very shallow in right field. It's a tough right field to play here at Fenway. It's a lot like Yankee Stadium's left field, including the sun. A 2-2 pitch. Fouled out of play and back of first. Oh, man, they were battling for that ball, and the kid went right over the railing. Nobody gets hurt. Pitch is high, ball three, and it's another full count. Three and two on Schilling. Yankees four, Red Sox nothing, bottom of the third. Here's the payoff pitch. Foul tip back. Again, the 3-2 pitch. He lost him. Ball four. That's the first man Terry has walked. But he's had 3-2 count on about six hitters. The first walk given up by either pitcher. And it brings up Gary Geiger, who popped up to Boyer at third base in the first inning. Garin holds the bag against Schilling. Pitch to Geiger is in there. Strike one called. Geiger was enjoying his best year in the big leagues last year, if you remember, and came up with a collapsed lung, and it was feared his baseball career was ended, but He had snapped back, had a fine spring training, but he's a little slow in getting off. Came into the game batting 213. Has four homers, though. Pitch to Geiger is popped to left field. Yogi coming over and in, and he can't get it. It's a fair ball. And going to third is Schilling. Going to second is Geiger. Yogi Berra was playing over in left center field for Geiger, and he hit a little twisting fly down the left field line. It looked like it was going to curve foul. Yogi couldn't get to it. Neither could Kubek. It hit on the dirt part of the field and then kicked against the wall running along the left field foul line. It's a double for Geiger. Hit number four off Terry. And now there are runners at second and third with nobody out in the batter, Vic Wirtz. Wirtz ripped a double to left center field in the first inning. Left hand hitting first baseman. The pitch to Wirtz. Curveball is high, ball one. By Terry. Pitches foul tip back, strike one, one and one. Bill Stafford is getting up in the Yankee bullpen. Right hander Bill Stafford loosening up. One ball, one strike on Wirtz. Geiger leads off second. Schilling off third. Pitch is high, ball two, two and one. That was Geiger's fifth double of the year, by the way. Hit it right off the end of his bat. On deck is Jackie Jensen. Here's the windup. Pitch is high, ball three, almost a wild pitch. As Blanchard had a lunge to his left and go high for it. Just got in the webbing of his glove one-handed. 3-1 on Ralph, rather on Vic Wirtz as Ralph Terry suddenly getting a little wild here in the bottom of the third inning. Now Ralph asks for a new baseball. Nobody out. A 3-1 pitch to Wirtz. A foul back on the screen. Full count on Vic. Terry checking the sign from Blanchard. Runners lead off second and third. Ready for the payoff pitch to Vic. Inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Second walk given up by Terry as Wirtz goes down to first, and here's Jackie Jensen up with three men on and nobody out. The Yankees leading 4-0. Jensen was called out on strikes in the first inning when on a 3-2 pitch, he took a curveball. A call, strike three. On deck is Frank Maljohn. The base is full of Red Sox. The wind up by Terry. The pitch to Jensen is low outside. Ball one. Bill Stafford heating up in a hurry out there. Ralph Houck standing on the steps of the Yankee dugout. Curve is high. Ball two. 2-0. Ralph seems to be working a little faster. Whenever he gets in a jam, he seems to work faster. Now Blanchard runs out to the mound. He'll try and slow him down a little bit. Terry seems to lose his rhythm when he works fast. Wirtz at first, Geiger at second, Schilling at third with nobody out in the bottom of the third. The Yankees leading by 4 runs, 4-0. balls, no strikes on Jackie Jensen. Here's the windup. Pitch is low outside, almost a wild pitch, backhanded by Blanchard. It's a 3-0 count. Perry has suddenly lost home plate here in the bottom of the third. Now the 3-0 pitch. Strike call, 3-1. Jensen digging in at the plate. Perry shakes off one side. Now he's into the windup. His pitch is fouled on the right field line, going out of play. Back up on the roof, as a matter of fact. And again, a full count on Jensen. Jackie wants the Rosenberg from Frank Malzone, who's on deck. Jensen, who was a great athlete in college and has had a fine career in the American League. 3-2, bases loaded, nobody out. Here's a payoff pitch. He hits it deep to left field, and the ball is off the wall, hit by Yogi. One run in, two runs in. Wirtz is held up at third on Jensen's long double to left field. Here comes Ralph Houch. Jackie Jensen ripped the double off the left field wall, driving in two runs. That ball was not quite high enough to have been a home run. He really tagged it. And Yogi went back, and this time he didn't play the ball off the wall. It came back over his head. Two runs scored. Wirtz went to third. Jensen is at second. And it's now a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Yankees, but there's nobody out. Here in the bottom of the third, and Ralph Houck has signaled for Bill Stafford to come in. Now, while Stafford's taking the long walk, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WOKO Albany, good sound broadcasting for 1961, reminding you drivers, patience pays, especially at curves, hills, and intersections. Drive carefully today and every day.
So that's all for Ralph Terry, who had pitched two scoreless innings, even though he was in trouble in both innings. And here in the third, didn't get anybody out. He walked two, gave up two doubles, two runs have scored, and Terry is out of the ballgame. Ralph cannot be the losing pitcher, and that's the kind of a year it's been for Terry. He has been knocked out of quite a few ballgames, but fortunately for Ralph and the Yankees have been able to come back, tie him up, and go on to win most of them. Bill Stafford coming on, had an excellent relief appearance the last time he pitched for the Yankees. He's making his 11th appearance of the year. Stafford has one run and lost two. But the last time out, he pitched 3 2/3 innings and gave up one unearned run. Stafford will be pitching a Frank Malzone, Jim Pagliarone, and Carroll Hardy, with Jensen at second and Wirtz at third. Nobody out in the bottom of the third, and the Yankees leading 4-2. All the Yankee runs came as a result of homers, a 3-run homer by Mantle in the first inning and a solo homer by Maris in the third. Jensen's starting to pick up now. As you remember, Jensen had a slow start and then suddenly decided he was going to quit baseball, didn't want to be the 25th man on the club. You can appreciate Jackie's feelings. As we told you, he was a great athlete in college and a great athlete in professional baseball and was a big gun for the Red Sox when he decided to retire for a year. That was all last season. He came back and thought that his timing had left him and was ready to quit, went home, had a talk with his lovely wife, Zoanne Olsen, who was the Olympic diving champion for the Yankees. And then Jensen decided to return, and now he's picking up and hitting like the Jensen of old, at least against the Yankees he is. He had a good series against New York and New York. And now up here in Boston, he had two hits last night, including a homer, and he's had a double here today with the bases loaded, driving in two runs. Frank Malzone, who bounced to short in the second inning, the batter. The infield's back. They're giving a run. If the ball's hit on the ground, they're going to play for the batter. Unless it's hit for the pitcher, of course. All right, Bill Stafford out on the mound in place of Ralph Perry. Here's the windup. Pitch to Mel Zone is high, ball one. The Red Sox have an exciting young team. Of course, without Williams, they don't look the same, but no team would without Williams. But they've got a future. Good young ball player. Pitch to Mel Zone, a curve over strike one, one and one. As Stafford came sidearm. Here's the windup by Stafford. Curve outside, ball two. Two and one. Stafford came overhand that time. He can mix up his types of deliveries and speed on the ball. Sun shining brightly now, and you notice the right side of the Yankee infield and Maris shading their eyes, looking up at the sun, flipping their glasses down in case. Pitch to Mal Zone. Inside. Ball three. Three and one. Mal Zone looks down at the third base coach, Billy Herman. 3-1 count on Frank. Stafford into the windup. The pitch is hit in the air to right field. Not too deep. Maris is under it. Wirtz is tagging. Maris makes the catch. Here comes Wirtz. Here comes Maris's throw. And he slides and he's in there. And going to third is Jackie Jensen. On the sacrifice fly, even though Maris made a good throw, Wirtz slides across safely. An RBI from Mal Zone. Jensen tagging up, went to third. So it's now a 4-3 ball game. The tying run is at third base with one out, and the batter is Jim Pagliarone, who lined a single off the left field wall. Now the infield is in halfway. Not all the way in, but halfway. They've still got a shot at Jensen at the plate if a ground ball is hit. One away. 4-3 ball game. Stafford pitched to Pagliarone in there. Strike one call. Is low, ball one, one and one. On deck is Carroll Hardy. Here's Stafford into the windup. Curve low outside, ball two, two and one. So the Yankees starting pitchers, with the exception of Whitey Ford, have not had very good luck this year. Just have not been pitching well. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Curve over, strike two. Pagliarone started the swing, held up, and the ball broke over the plate. 2-2. One away. Jensen at third. Stafford, ready. Sidearm curve low outside. It's a full count. Stafford tripped a little as he delivered that pitch. Looked back at the mound. He'll do a little kicking out there now. Especially with Conley out there, he can really foul up a pitching mound with that big stride he takes. All right, a full count on Jim Pagliarone. Jensen leading off third. Here's the windup by Stafford. Pitch is hit on the ground, a short. Kubek is up with it. Jensen holds it third. The throw to first in time. And the infield playing halfway. Jensen didn't have a chance. So it's two away, and here's Don Button. Rather, Carroll Hardy, who beat out a bunt single in the second inning. Button is on deck. That was a big out for Bill Stafford and the Yankees. Two out now, and the tying run at third. Time is called. Just as Stafford was ready to pitch, Button, rather Carroll Hardy, got something in his eyes, stepped back, played on by Bob Stewart, giving him a hand. Pitches a ground ball, hit down the third baseline, Boyer in fifth, he lets it roll, And a ghost foul. There was a play that Boyer could not have thrown Hardy out on as he hit a high chopper off the home plate. It rolled two-thirds of the way right on the foul line, and at the last second, kick foul, and Boyer pounced on it quickly. Make sure it stayed foul. Jensen would have scored easily, and the ball game would have been tied up. So it goes as a strike for Hardy. Is a curve popped in the short left field. Kubek back, going back, and makes the catch in short left field. That ball almost dropped in there for a Texas League single. So the Red Sox bounce back here in the bottom of the third with three runs on two base hits and a sacrifice fly. No Yankee errors and one man left. And the score now at the end of three full innings, the Yankees four runs, five hits, no errors. The Red Sox three runs, five hits, and no errors. We're telling you about the Minnesota series, which will be a twi-nighter on June the 5th, Monday night, a night game Tuesday the 6th, and an afternoon game on Wednesday the 7th. And after the Minnesota series, we'll have another important twi-night doubleheader on Thursday, June the 8th at 6 p.m. against the Kansas City A's. The A's will be here for a twi-nighter on Thursday the 8th, for a night game on Friday the 9th, and a Ladies' Day game on Saturday, June the 10th. And then the Los Angeles Angels, the leading home run club in the American League, will come into the stadium for a Sunday doubleheader on June 11th. Followed by a night game on Monday, June the 12th. The Angels feature the slugging of Leon Wagner, Earl Averill, Ted Kaczewski, and others, and the brilliant pitching of Ken McBride. And, of course, our old buddy Ryan Duren will be pitching against the Yankees in relief. So stay loose and come on out for that ball game and that series. Quickly on the scoreboard in the American League, Washington 3, Los Angeles 1 at the end of 4. Minnesota 3, Cleveland nothing at the end of 6. Baltimore, Chicago, nothing, nothing at the end of 1. And Kansas City 1, Detroit nothing at the end of 2. The National League, Cincinnati 4, the Giants nothing at the end of 5. Milwaukee nothing, the Phillies nothing at the end of 4. And at the end of 6, it's the Cubs 1, the Pirates 1. St. Louis is at Los Angeles tonight. Bill Scarron leads off for the Yankees here in the top of the 4th. And Gene Conley, who was on the verge of being taken out when the Red Sox had somebody warming up after Maris's homer in the 3rd inning, is still out there on the mound. Yankees lead 4-3. Scarron single to center field in the first inning. Pitch to the Moose is high, ball one. On deck, Johnny Blanchard. Scarron takes the pitch high, balls two, 2-0. Bill Stafford did some fine relief pitching that inning. Came in with runners in second and third and nobody out. He scored one run on a sacrifice fly, but he got Pagliaroni and Hardy. The 2-0 pitch is hit deep to left field. That one is way out of here. And back up on the screen. Another home run for the Yankees. And all the Yankee runs have come as a result of homers, and there's action in the Red Sox bullpen again. Bill Scarron getting his second hit of the ball game and his 7th home of the year, his 26th run batted in. The Yankees now lead 5-3. Brings up Johnny Blanchard. Dave Hillman, the right-hander, is up in the Red Sox bullpen once again. Conley's pitch to Blanchard is high, ball one. You always notice the next batter up after a fellow has hit a home run. He's a little loose. Either takes the pitch or is stepping in the bucket. But those pitchers get mad when you hit a homer off them. They throw a little close to the next batter. There's a swing and a ground ball foul outside of first, picked up by Vic Wirth. 1-1 on Blanchard. Johnny pops to the shortstop in the first inning. So the Yankees have had 3 homers in this game. A 3-run homer by Mantle in the first. Solo homers by Maris in the third. And Scarron here leading off the top of the 4th. outside, ball two. Two and one. As the ground ball hits the second base, Schilling coming in, up with it on the big hop, flips to Wirtz for the out. That's one away. One out and Bobby Richardson, who slides to deep right center field in the second inning of the batter. One out, nobody on. Pitch to Richardson is low, ball one. One nothing pitch is a ground ball, hit the third, foul. Malzone had backhanded it and was ready to throw when third base umpire Frank Eumont yelled foul ball, so Malzone saved the throw. Richardson had crossed first base. It was close. One and one on Bobby. Richardson takes the curve, low ball two, two and one. Is high, ball three. Three and one the count. Bill Stafford due to be the next batter. Three-one pitch is line of center field, coming in fast is Geiger, and he makes the catch, and boy, Richardson is at two on the nose and hasn't been able to find that hole for the base hit. Solid line drive. Ball just took off instead of sinking. So it's two away. And here's Bill Stafford, who's been up three times without a base hit this year. 5-3, the Yankees lead. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Terry, who started for the Yankees, can neither be the winning nor losing pitcher in this ballgame. Pitch to Stafford as a strike. A starting pitcher must go at least five innings to be able to get credit for the win, unless, of course, in case of an injury. There's a foul out of play, strike two. But this game is Stafford's to win or lose, and Gene Conley, who is out on the mound now for the Red Sox. Two strikes on Stafford. Curve is over, strike three called. Third strikeout for Conley, and for the Yankees in the top of the fourth, one run on one hit, the homer by Scarron. No Red Sox errors and nobody left in the score at the end of three and a half innings. New York 5 and Boston 3.
Say, if your car had a glass carburetor, you could see Atlantic Imperial gasoline washing away the harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor's lower walls. But since you can't see your carburetor work, we're going to do the next best thing and invite you to take Atlantic's Clean Carburetor Test. Find out now just how good this fine gasoline really is. Here's how the test works. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. Then, if you're not satisfied that you're getting better performance from your car, just mail the receipts to the Atlantic Refining Company. We'll refund the average difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline. Try Atlantic Imperial. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
For the Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth inning, Don Budden will lead off. Red Sox shortstop. Budden popped out to second base in the second inning. Bill Stafford out on the mound. Ralph Terry went just two innings, didn't get anybody out in the third. Pitched to Button, inside, ball one. Terry allowed five hits. He walked two, struck out one, and allowed three runs. Stafford's next pitch is pop foul going out of play and back of third. Bill Stafford goes back to the rosin bag. Here's his windup. His pitch is a ground ball to the shortstop. Kubek up on a big hop. Throws a Scarron in time. That's one away. Coming up. But Conley's going to bat for himself. Conley bounces short in the second inning. Big, long drink of water. Gene Conley coming to the plate. The home run ball has hurt him today. The Yankees have three of them. Stafford's curve is a strike on the outside corner. The one strike delivery. Another curve. This one's outside, 1-1. Chilling on deck. Fastball in there, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Sidearm curve almost hit Conley. He dances back out of the way. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. A foul that hit the plate and kicked up and hit Conley's left leg. Count holds it 2-2. One out and nobody on. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curve inside, ball three. 3-2. Stafford pitching a little too carefully to Conley. Had a full count on him. Here's the payoff pitch. Strike three. Hold the phone. He foul tipped it. Conley started a run. Blanchard had it in his glove. It popped up in the air. Tried to grab it barehanded. Just missed the ball. And Conley's got a life. In the 3-2 delivery. High fly to short left center. Yogi moving over to his left, and Mantle makes the catch. Two-way. Here's Chuck Schilling. Bounced the second in the first inning. Started the Red Sox rally in the third with a walk. Two-way. Had a chance to sign with the Giants, but didn't want to go out to the coast. Wanted to stay in the East. So he signed with the Red Sox. The pitch to Schilling is low, ball one. Actually, Chuck worked out with the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. Not this year, of course, but they had a look at him. 1-0 pitch is line. Foul, look out! Into the box seats and back of third base. Boy, that's a dangerous place to sit. We told you before, the fans are closer to action on the ball field here than any other part. And that third base section just out towards the foul line. And those line fouls. And somebody got hit on the arm. And they'll take him to the first aid station. Curve is low. Ball two. Two and one. Foul back out of play. Two and two on Schilling. Two curveball is low, ball three, full count. Not a lot of full counts in this ball game, and yet only two base on balls, those given up by Ralph Terry. Conley has not walked anybody yet. The payoff pitch, a fly ball to right field. Roger Maris flips the glasses down under it and holds it in for the third out. So the Red Sox are down in order in the bottom of the fourth, nothing across, and the score at the end of four full innings. The Yankees, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The Red Sox, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Right now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp, refresher Ballantine beer. Your first swallow and every one to follow tells you why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed each day. Now let's pause for station identification.
1460 on the dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. Good sound broadcasting for 1961. Here is a vacation reminder for you drivers. Strict obedience of rules and regulations may avoid accident or tragedy.
On the scoreboard in the American League, Washington 3, Los Angeles 1 at the end of 5.5. Casale has replaced Garver. Hobart for Washington. Averill Holman in the second for L.A. Minnesota 3, Cleveland nothing at the end of 6.5. Pasquale against Hawkins. Baltimore nothing, White Sox nothing at the end of 2.5, Barber against Shaw, Kansas City 1, Detroit nothing at the end of 3.5, Archer against Marcy. The National League, Cincinnati 4, the Giants 2 at the end of 6, Brosnan has relieved Maloney, Jones started, Fisher in the 3rd, Duffalo in the 7th, Henson, Malone, and Freeze have homered for the Reds, and Alou for the Giants. St. Louis at L.A. tonight, Milwaukee 1, and Philadelphia 1 at the end of 7, Buell against Ferresi, Thomas homered in the 7th for the Braves. And the Cubs 5, the Pirates 3 at the end of 7.5. Elston relieved Ellsworth. Levine relieved Mizell and Face relieved Levine. Rogers and Kendall have homered for the Cubs. For the Yankees, the top of their order, Boyer, Kubek, and Maris to face Conley for the third time. Boyer has singled and scored and then bounced. Boyer takes the fastball low, ball one. His next pitch is lined past Malzone in the left field. Boyer's second hit as Carroll Hardy fires the ball into the infield. And that's the seventh base hit off Conley. And once again, the Red Sox bullpen goes in action. Dave Hillman up for the third time in this ball game. Wirtz holds the bag against Boyer. Here's Tony Kubek, struck out flying to right. The stretch by Conley. The pitch to Kubek is hit high in the air to right field. Jensen moving back, flips the glasses down. He's under it. Boyer's tagging. Jensen makes the catch, and Boyer bluffs going, and Jensen's throw comes in true to second base. Cleet was just bluffing, drawing a throw, and he drew a good one. That brings up Roger Maris, who singled and scored in the first inning, and then homered to right field in the third inning. One away. Pitch to Maris is a ground ball to second base. Schilling over to Button for one. Back to first. Double. No! Wirtz dropped the ball. So it's a fourth play. We'll wait and see if Wirtz gets an error or just what it is. The ball did not hit the ground as Wirtz tried to backhand it. But it came out of his glove. There's been no error put on the scoreboard or from the official scorer. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mantle homered to drive in 3 runs in the first inning, struck out in the third. Pitch to Mickey is low, ball one. So it doesn't look like they're going to charge Wirtz with the error. Throw was in plenty of time to double Maris. Mantle takes the pitch high, ball two, 2-0. In fact, Wirtz caught that ball on his thumb. He keeps taking his left hand out of the glove and shaking it. Mickey takes the curve, low ball three, 3-0. Leading away. Mickey tried to get out of the way of the pitch that hit his bat. Malzone up with it. Over to Wirtz for the out. On a 3-0 pitch, Mantle tried to duck out of the way of a high inside fastball and bounced to third. For the Yankees in the top of the fifth, no runs, one hit. No Red Sox errors, one man left. The score at the end of 4.5 innings, New York 5 and the Red Sox 3.
Oh, what a golfer is Joe. With a wild looping hook, he drives into a brook. And that's how his game always goes, it goes. That's how his game always goes. But some consolation is near. In a cool glass of Valentine beer. Yes, back at the club, he forgets he's a dud. So sunny and mellow, it glows, it glows. So sunny and mellow, he knows. To be crisp, a beer must be icily light. With true lager flavor, precisely right. Lively, golden, crystally clear. Crisp, refreshing, Valentine, Valentine beer.
People know quality when they taste it, and that's why over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Ballantine, America's finest since 1840. For the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fifth, Gary Geiger will lead off. Geiger popped to third and doubled to left field. He scored once. Staffitz pitched to Geiger is low, ball one.
Here is a sports bulletin from the WOKO newsroom. From Indianapolis, national driving champion A.J. Foyt has won the 500-mile Indianapolis race. The winner once again, A.J. Foyt.
The high pop-up to the infield. Cleet Boyer calling for it. Between home plate and the pitcher's box, and Boyer makes the catch for the out. Geiger pops up, one away. Here's Vic Wirtz, double to left center and walk. He's also scored a run. The Red Sox have been playing good ball. As witness, they have played 38 ball games this year. 20 of them have been one-run ball games. Have been decided by one run. The pitch to Wirtz is over. Strike one call. Red Sox have won 9 of the 21 run games and lost 11. Inside, 1-1 to Wirtz. One pitch, a ground ball is short. Kubek is up with it near second. It's throw to first in time to get Wirtz, and it's 2-2. And here comes Jackie Jensen. Jackie called out on strikes in the first inning, doubles to left with the bases loaded in the third to drive in 2 runs. Blackie gets the kind of treatment that Mantle gets around the league and at Yankee Stadium even. Some boos mixed with the cheers. Two out, nobody on. 5-3, the Yankees lead. Jensen takes a curve over. Strike one. Sidearm fastball is inside. 1-1. Fastball hit on the ground. Richardson, who is left, is up with it. Throws to Scarron in time for the out.
Here is more from that bulletin from the WOKO newsroom. In second place in the 500-mile Indianapolis race, Eddie Sachs. Second place and third place, Roger Ward. Again, the first place winner, A.J. Foyt, won the 500-mile Indianapolis race. This has been a bulletin from the WOKO newsroom.
Soon the Yankees are going to take off on their longest road trip of the season. And they return to the stadium against the new Washington Senators on Friday night, June the 30th. That's the holiday weekend. That weekend will be featured by a 4th of July doubleheader at home between the Yankees and the amazing front-running Detroit Tigers. And tickets for this big attraction are moving well, so you better order yours as soon as possible. And don't forget Old Timers Day, Saturday afternoon, July the 29th. Baltimore's Red Hot Orioles against the Yankees following the greatest old-timers program ever. This year we feature the all-time Yankees, all-time Dodgers from Brooklyn days, and the all-time New York Giants. Now here's one event old-time fans and the new ones too won't want to miss. So order old-timers tickets now while good choice of seats are available. Yogi Berra, who's 0 for 2 today, fly to center and bounce to second, leads off in New York here in the top of the sixth. It'll be Berra, Scarron, and Blanchard. Gene Conley out on the mound. Big right-handed pitch to Yogi is hit to right field. Jackie Jensen going back, way back, and that ball is in the seats for a home run. All the Yankee runs have come as a result of homers. Yogi hit the first pitch, a curveball, into the right field seat. Hit number 8 off Conley, run number 6 for the Yankees, and for Berra, his 6th home of the year and his 19th run batted in. Vic Wirtz calls time and goes over to the mound to talk with Conley as once again we have action in the Red Sox bullpen. And Dave Hillman is up again for the 4th time in this ball game. So Conley is serving up the home run pitch today to the Yankees. And Wirtz is stalling out of the mound. Sal Magley, the pitching coach, is ready to come out, and here comes Sal now out of the Red Sox dugout. And that's it. Second base umpire Joe Lincelotta running out to the bullpen, waving in Dave Hillman. Well, they're changing pitches. Here is the result of the Indianapolis 500-mile speedway race. A.J. Foyt from Houston, Texas is the winner, and Eddie Sachs is second. That was a big upset. Grueling grind out in Indianapolis. 500-mile race. You deserve that, boy. Even if you finish, you deserve something in that race. So Conley is out of there. Conley has pitched 5 innings. He's allowed 8 base hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 3 and has allowed 6 runs. But Conley has given up 4 home runs, one to Mantle in the first inning with 2 on, and then solo homers to Maris, Scarron, and Berra. So it looks like Ralph Houk had the right hunch when he said he would play all of his left-handed power instead of going to the right-handed hitters in the short left field fence. And the left-hand hitters have come through. With a little added help from some of the right-hand hitters like Boyer and Scarron. Scarron has a single and a home run. And he'll be the first batter to face Dave Hillman. Hillman is 5'11". He only weighs 168 pounds. Now living in Kingsport, Tennessee. Last year, won none, lost three with the Red Sox. Hillman is making his 12th appearance of the year. All of them in relief. He is 1-2 and lost one. Has an earned run average of 1.60, so he's had himself a fine year. Watching Hillman loosen up from just outside the batter's box. All right, now the Moose is ready. Steps into the batter's box. On deck is Johnny Blanchard. 6-3, the Yankees lead. Top of the sixth. Hillman's pitch to Scarron is a curve outside. Ball one. Wind up, and the fastball is popped foul coming out of play. Back into the seat. One on Moose. Curveball hit deep to right center field, way back there. Jensen digging it into the bullpen for a home run. Holy cow, did he hit that ball? 420 feet to right center field. And into the Red Sox bullpen. Scarron's second homer of the day and his third hit. And the Yankees really have the home runs going today. Moose's second RBI. And the Yankees lead 7-3. What a shot that was. That was more of a line drive. And as it started to curve away, it looked like Jensen might have a shot at it. But at the last second, it just zoomed right over the fence and into the Red Sox bullpen. So Moose is at two homers today. His seventh and eighth gives him 27 RBIs. And here's Johnny Blanchard. Blanchard popped to short and bounced to second. Five home runs for the Yankees in the ballgame. Pitch to Johnny is low, ball one. Scarron tomahawked that ball. Looked like it was up around his eyes. Hit it like a tennis player serving the ball. Curve low, ball two, 2-0. Here's the windup by Hillman. Pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Back-to-back homers by Barron and Scarron open the inning. Blanchard fouls the pitch back on the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitches, foul tip. Just got a piece of it. Count holds it 2-2. soon as Curve is swung at it, missed strike three as he took a little bit off the pitch. His first strikeout brings up Bobby Richardson. Bobby lined to right center and lined to center. Hit the ball hard twice without a base hit. Huawei. Bobby takes a curve on the outside corner. Strike one. Another curve, this one low, one and one. Sidearm curve over, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Lined up by Hillman. 1-1 curve hit on the ground up the middle and back a second, and Button has it close to first. Not in time. He beat it out. A fine play by Button. But he couldn't get anything on the throw as he fielded the ball actually on the second base side of the bag, going from short over towards second. An infield single for Richardson. Second hit off Hillman, and the 10th hit for the Yankees in the ball game. And it brings up Bill Stafford, who replaced Ralph Terry, and Stafford in his one appearance was called out on strike. Yankees 7, Red Sox 3. First half of the sixth inning. Red Sox infield looking for the sacrifice. Quick throw to first, Richardson back. Stretch by Hillman. Another throw to first and Richardson back. Pitch is bunted down the first baseline, and it goes foul. Picked up by Hillman. Richardson was all the way down to second. One strike to count on Stafford. Richardson leading away, and the throw to first, he's back just in time. Looked like Bobby had ideas that time about going. Here's the stretch. And there he goes, and the ball is fouled back. They had the hit and run on with Stafford. Bobby had a good jump, and Stafford had a good cut, but he fouled it back. Nothing in two. And sets. Curve is hit between first and second, but Schilling comes up, goes to first for the out. There's a ball that took reverse English in favor of the Red Sox second baseman as Stafford hit one off the end of his bat. It looked like it was going to kick away from Schilling. Why it kicked back the other way, I don't know, but Schilling made a fine play as he caught it, wheeled around, and fired to Wirtz. Richardson moved to second base, and it's two away. Brings up Cleet Boyer, who is 2-for-3, two singles to left field, and bounced to the shortstop. Cleet scored one run. Into the stretch position. Pitch to Boyer is low outside. Ball one. Richardson, a good lead off second. Hillman's curve is high, ball two, 2-0. Tony Kubek kneeling on deck. Next batter. The right hander stretches. Curve to Boyer is swung at and missed, strike one. Two balls, one strike. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. Ground ball hit past the pitcher's box. Button's going to have to hustle. He can't make the play. He tried to pick it up barehanded. It's a base hit for Boyer. Actually, he had to hustle that play. I don't know whether he had to try and get it barehanded. It was bouncing, which is a tough play for an infielder to come in on a bouncing ball. If it's rolling, he can pick it up barehanded. But if he tried to grab it barehanded, it kicked off his wrist. And it's an infield single for Boyer. His third base hit of the day, the 11th for the Yankees. And here's Tony Kubek, who struck out and fly to right field twice. Richardson moved to third on the play. Yankees lead 7-3, top of the sixth, two outs. Stretch by Hillman. The pitch to Boyer is fouled right in the Red Sox dugout. Oh, man, that scattered the players. See, they came out all the way to the steps of the dugout. He rifled a one-hopper in there. And there's somebody threw a towel up in the air, which is a signal to cease firing. We surrender. And a youngster throws it back into the bench. One strike on Kubek. Boyer off first, Richardson off third. Pitch is lined to left center field. That's a base hit. Coming in to score, Richardson moving to third base is Boyer. Kubek rounds and holds on at first base with an RBI single to left center. Well, the Yankees have their hitting shoes on today. Fourth hit off Hillman, the second run off Hillman. The Yankees lead 8-3 and now have 12 base hits, and it brings up Roger Maris, who has a single, a homer, and bounced into a fourth play. Boyer at third and Kubek at first. Five hits this inning for the Yankees. Stretch by Hillman. Pitch to Maris. A curve swung at and missed, strike one. Here's the stretch. Slow curve, swung it and missed, strike two. Kubek dancing off first. And Hillman steps off the rubber. Boyer leading off third. Stretch. Curve is high. Ball one. Kubek bluff going, and Pagliarone jumped out of the catcher's box, ready to throw. Thank you. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Two men on. Change up, hit foul outside of first. He scored three in the first, one in the third, one in the fourth, and three here in the sixth. Changeup popped in the air to short left field. Carroll Hardy is moving in under it. And the left fielder holds it in for the out. As eight men went to bat that inning for the Yankees, they come up with three runs, five hits, no Red Sox errors. Two men left to score at the end of five and a half innings. The Yankees eight and the Red Sox three.
For crispy crackers, I'm Philly Light. The crispy crackers, precisely right. Lively golden, crystally clear. For crispy crackers,
Valentine, dear.
Everybody clap your hands, tap your feet. Snap your finger, and that's the man for Valentine.
The crispy crusher. Diddly dee,
diddly dee, Valentine, Valentine. Sing it again, oh Valentine,
Valentine.
Crispy, crispy.
Since
1840.
America's finest. Before we start the bottom of the sixth, let's pause for station identification.
1460 Radio, Albany, New York. WOKO, Good Sound Broadcasting for 1961. Here's a tip from WOKO for you holiday drivers. Expect trouble and avoid it. Drive carefully.
Frank Malzone bounced a short, hit a sacrifice fly to right field, leading off of the Red Sox. New York 8, Boston 3. Bill Stafford out on the mound can pick himself up his first win of the year. Pitch to Malzone. It hits his bat as he checks his swing back into the seat. Strike one. Oh, man. Ball bounced around like a rubber ball from hand to hand. Fastball is high. One and one on Malzone. Back on the screen. One ball, two strikes. Stafford checks the sign from Blanchard. There's his windup. Change up way high outside. Ball two, two and two. Now the 2-2 pitch. Curve inside, ball three. Full count on Malzone. Stafford rubs up the ball. Puts his glove on his left knee while he leans over for the sign. Now the windup. Pitches a ground ball to the right side. Richardson, who is left, coming in up with it. Throws to Scarron, and it's one away. Here's Jim Pagliarone, singled off the left field wall and bounced to the shortstop. Carroll Hardy on deck. Is a strike on the outside corner. Mm-hmm. serve is fouled outside of third. Billy Herman, the third base coach, up with it. Nothing in two. Cleet Foy replacing a bit of the foul line that he dug up as he ran over after that ball. Strike pitch. High pop up to the right side. Bobby Richardson is signaling for it. Moving back and makes the catch for the second out. Two away. And here's Carroll Hardy. Beat out a bunt single in the second inning. Top to the shortstop in the third. Pitch to Hardy as a curve low. Ball one. Swing and a ground ball right at Boyer. Cleat up with it. Hard hit ball. Throws to Scarron for the out. So Stafford sets the Red Sox down in order. In all four innings that he's pitched, he's retired 12 consecutive men. Nothing across. The score at the end of six full innings, the Yankees 8 and the Red Sox 3. We take a look at the scoreboard in the American League. Washington 5, Los Angeles 1 at the end of 7.5. Bosefield against Hobart, Averill Holman in the second. Cleveland tied up Minnesota now 3-3 at the end of 8.5 innings. Pasquale against Funk. Baltimore 1, the White Sox nothing at the end of 4.5. Barber against Shore. Kansas City 2, Detroit nothing at the end of 6. Archer against Marcy. Cincinnati 4 and the Giants 2 at the end of 7. Brosnan against Bolden. Pinson, Malone, and Freeze home at the Cincinnati. Alou for the Giants. St. Louis at L.A. tonight. Milwaukee 3, the Phillies 1 at the end of 8.5. Buell against Bazard. Thomas home in the 7th. And the Cubs beat the Pirates in the first game 5-3. Ellsworth the winner. Mizell the loser. Rogers and Kendall home it. Mickey Mantle leading off for the Yankees, and coming over to finish up the game on radio will be Mel Allen.
Mickey Mantle leading off in the seventh inning. Yanks leading 8-3. Takes a pitch outside for a ball. Dave Hillman in relief of Gene Conley delivers outside for ball two. Mantle hit a three-run homer in the first inning. Flicked to the third strike in the third. Grounded to third in the fifth. The Red Sox right-hander into the windup, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one, 2-1. Paid attendance today, 19,592. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Mickey. Swung on. There's a high fly ball into deep left center. Geiger getting under it and makes the catch at the wall. Yogi Berra flied to center, grounded to second, and homered. The Yankees have had 5 homers, 4 of them solo. 3 short of the team record for most homers in a game by one team. Eight to three, New York, seventh inning. Hillman's pitch to Yogi, swung on, fouled off to the left of the plate, out of play. Now Now the right-hander goes to work, and Barra swings and lifts a high pop to short. Don Button awaiting it and squeezes it. Two down in the seventh. And here's Scarron, who's had 3 for 3. Single to center and 2 homers. His last 2 times up. Dave Hellman comes in with the pitch that the Moose takes over. Strike one. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. High and inside. Ball one. One and one. Hillman delivers to the Moose, who takes the pitch into the dirt outside. Ball two, two and one. Mike Fornelis limbering up in the Red Sox bullpen. Next pitch to Scarron is outside. Ball three, three and one. And the next pitch is outside for ball four, and Moose walks. That's the first pass the Yankees have achieved today. Now John Blanchard pops to short, grounded to second, and struck out. Into the stretch. The pitch to Blanchard is low and inside. Ball one. The Indians scored in the ninth inning to beat the Twins 4-3. A late finish gave them 2 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, and 1 in the 9th. And they beat Pasquale 4-3. First game. Funk the winner in relief of Hawkins. Pitch is over for a strike. One and one. Now the pitch. Low. Ball two. Two and one. All set. And the pitch to Blanchard. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 2-2. Two strikes, two outs. Moose leads off first. Hillman delivers to Blanchard, who swings and lines it foul down the right field line, out of play. New York 8, Boston 3. It's the seventh inning. Chicago Cubs defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Ellsworth beating Mizell. And the Braves beat the Phils 3-1. Buell beat Parise. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Scarron on first. Relief pitcher Dave Hillman gets the sign from Pagliarone. The right-hander into the stretch. Scarron leads away from first. And the pitch to Blanchard is high for ball three. 3-2. Full count. Moose ready to go. Stretch. There goes Moose. The pitch swung on line. Foul down the right field line. Scarron heads back to first base. Once again, we're ready. The stretch. There goes Moose. And the pitch is swung on, hits to the box and a hop. Hillman trots over and tosses it lightly over to Wirtz to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And at the end of 6.5 innings, the score, New York 8, Boston 3. All the good things you want in beer are here today in Ballantine Beer. The brewers of Ballantine Beer friends have found that today's beer drinkers demand two things in the beer that they enjoy. One, lightness, and two, flavor. Now, Ballantine has put over 120 years of know-how into brewing a beer that combines the best of both of these important qualities. Today's Ballantine, therefore, is sunny light, as you like it, with all the mellow lager flavor you want. This special combination makes it the crisp refresher. Enjoy Ballantine. Your first swallow and each one to follow will tell you why more than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer enjoyed every day. But try a golden glass full yourself and you'll find out why. And you'll get all the good things you want in beer. In the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. Ralph Houck is bringing in Jim Coates as we go to the last of the seventh. Stafford worked four innings in which he retired every man he faced. That is the longest he has been able to go so far this season. And in view of his late reporting of spring training and the development of a sore arm shortly after the start of the season, you might find the reason for bringing Coates in at this point. Ralph didn't want to run the risk of another sore arm. Ralph Terry started and was lifted in the third inning after having given up five hits. A walk, a double, a walk, and a double. Drove in two runs, and Stafford came in. Runners on second, third, nobody out. First man up, hit a sacrifice fly to get the third run home. Charged to Terry, and Bill did a tremendous job in relief, a perfect job. And now Jim Coates comes along, and Don Budden, the first man he'll face in the seventh inning, pops to second and grounded to short. Coates' delivery in there, strike one, nothing in one. Pete Runnels is out on deck to hit for Hillman. Coates delivers, high ball one, one and one. Jim Coates making his 14th appearance, his 13th relief job, has worked 33.5 innings, allowed 21 hits. Earned run average of 2.72, a one loss record of 5-2. Given up 10 earned runs. The 1-1 pitch to Button. Swung on, there's a fly ball into short left. Kubek out, Yogi in, and Kubek makes the catch. One away. Pete Runnels coming up to hit for Dave Hillman, batting 300. pitch is low and inside for a ball. One ball. No strike. Coach delivers. Fastball in there. Strike one. We've just gotten information over the intercommunication system from the press box that Stafford's arm did begin to tighten the previous inning, but he went one more. Now the delivery is high, and our speculation proved to be a fact. A 2-1 count on Pete Reynolds, American League batting champion last year, and the pitch is in there, strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The right-hander into the windup and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Two away. Now Chuck Schilling grounded to second, drew a walk, and flied to right center. Yankees 8, Red Sox 3. It's the last of the seventh. Pitches high, ball one. The right-hander's delivery. Inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Geiger on deck. Jim into the windup, and the next pitch is a little low. Ball three. 3-0. Jim aims this one, and it's high. Ball four. It couldn't locate the plate for Schilling. So with two down, Schilling draws a walk. First Red Sox base runner since Jensen doubled in the third inning. Gary Geiger popped to third, dropped a double along the left field line, and popped to third. A left-hand batter hitting the opposite field. I don't know whether he'll pull this time or not. The pitch swung on and popped up in the air over near the stands. It may, let's see. Blanchard got a play on it. He has, and one-hands it. That ball sailed back, and he one-handed it. Boyer was right behind him, though. Dodge retired as Geiger fouls out to Blanchard. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the conclusion of seven innings, the Yankees, 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 5 left on. Boston, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on base. Do not make haste, because haste makes waste. I want you to stop and tarry. Should you be sure and carry plenty of those six-packs, Jack. Get that sunny mellow taste, crisp lightness that refreshes you like a cool dip on a warm summer's day. Those are the things you want in beer, the things you get in today's Ballantine. Talking about the crisp refresher. Washington beat Los Angeles 5-1. They only played one. Cleveland beat Minnesota 4-3 in the first game. Baltimore 1, Chicago nothing, end of 6 in the first game. Kansas City 2, Detroit nothing, end of 6.5 first game. National League, Cincinnati 7, San Francisco 2, end of 8.5 innings, first game of a day or morning and afternoon doubleheader. St. Louis, L.A., P.M. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 3-1, first game. Chicago 5, Pittsburgh 3, first game. At the Indianapolis Speedway, 500-mile Memorial Day Classic. The winner was A.J. Foyt, Eddie Sack second, and Roger Ward third. We don't have their time. Mike Fornelis comes in to work for the Red Sox as we go to the eighth inning. Bobby Richardson up, swings at the first pitch and grounds it to short. Button to his left up with it, throws on to first, one away. Bobby, who had flied to right center, lined to center and singled to short on a slow roller. Actually singled through the middle, a slow hit ball. Button made a fine play, but Bobby beat it. Bobby grounds out to short to open the eighth, and here is Jim Coates. Cornelis, in his 14th appearance, has a record of 1-2. Second time out against New York. Dittmar loosening up in the New York bullpen. Cornelis' pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Coast swinging for the wall. Now the delivery. Bunted, foul, coming back into the stand. Jim bunted out of the ball and came spinning back. We had a lot of fun after the ball game last night for a while. A great many of the people who were here for the celebration of the president's 44th birthday came from Hartford and other points in Connecticut, including the National Democratic Committeeman Bailey. Coach takes low outside for a ball, and many of the state officials, the governor, led by the governor, and they just wanted to talk baseball. A good admixture of Red Sox and Yankee fans. They pitch to Coates. Strike three calls. Cleet Boyer coming up. Single to left, grounded to short, single to left, and single to short. Three for four. Eight to three, New York, eighth inning. Fornelis delivers over the outside corner for a strike. The Red Sox have gotten some pretty good pitching. Over this season. Next pitch is low outside for a ball. They had a team, a pitching staff earned run average of 3.6. One for the start of today's game, as opposed to the Yankees, four. Now the pitch swung on line into left field for a base hit. And Cleet Boyer lines a single to left for his fourth hit. Four for five, the Yankees' 13th hit. Up comes Tony Kubek, struck out, single to right. Fly to right twice and single to left center. One run batted in. Cornelis delivers to Tony, who swings and lines this one to right field for a base hit. Boyer goes on to second. Boyer stopped halfway between first and second. He forgot there were two outs. Jensen charged the liner, but they're already two outs. He's probably computing his batting average, you know, and isn't often a fella gets four for five. Then suddenly you realize there were two outs. He couldn't have gotten past second anyway. The ball was lined out there in a hurry. Roger Maris, single to center, hit a solo homer, grounded to second, flied to left. Two on, two outs. The pitch is over, strike one. Of course, we could have helped Cleet out and told him that he jumped his average from 243 to 267 today. 24 points. Cornelis, with two away, delivers, and Maris takes it low outside. Ball one. 8-3, New York, eighth inning. Runners lead away from first and second. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball two, 2-1. Two on, two out. Mike's pitch on the way is inside. Ball three, three and one. Three balls, one strike. Boyer on second. Kubek on first. Two outs. And the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive. Hit to deep right field. That ball is going. Going. It is gone. Maris hitting his second homer of the day. And the Yankees' sixth homer. Now the ball game. Two short of the record of eight in one game. Maris teeing off way back. Getting his 11th homer. Four runs batted in the game, 27 the season. One homer and one three RBIs behind Mantle, hit a three-run homer in the first inning. Struck out, grounded at third, fly to center. 11-3, New York. They've had six home runs. They pitch to Mantle. Swung on and fouled off upstairs, strike one. The third three-run inning, 11-3, New York. Scarron hit two, Maris two. Mix takes the strike. Right in there. Mantle, Berra. And the two-strike pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep right center field, and that ball is going on into the bleachers for Mickey Mantle for his second homer of the game. Four runs batted in, and it is seven home runs for the Yankees and one short of the record of eight. And the second back-to-back deal for the Yankees in the game. Mantle's 13th. And 31 runs batted in. And his long drive of about 425 feet into the bleachers. 12-3, New York. Now Yogi is at one for four. The pitch to Berra is high, ball one. Takes a pitch. It's high. It's a 1-1 count. He swings and lines it into right field for a base hit. Berra singles to right. So with two outs in this inning, there have been five consecutive hits. And up comes the Moose, who has singled to center, hit two homers and walked. 12-3, New York. Cornelius ready, delivers, and Scarron, look out. That one almost hit him up on the shoulder. One ball, no strikes. Stay loose, Moose. And the pitch. Swung on, foul back upstairs. Oddly enough, only one homer has been hit into the friendly left field screen. One of Moose's second one was hit over the Red Sox bullpen, just about the spot where Mantle hit his in right center. All the others have been to the deep part. Change up, curve over. One and two. The Yankees have enjoyed their finest hour in a long while. Here's the pitch to Scarron. Swung on, a ground ball hit out to short. Up with it is Budden. Flips over to Schilling for the force out at second on Berra. For New York, four runs. Five hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of seven and a half innings. New York 12, Boston 3. They've been hitting for the distance. Teddy, you can go all the way with Ballantine beer because it's a truly great beer. You sip it, swallow it, and it tastes crisp and clear and golden. This better taste comes from better ingredients, brewed with a skill that has matured and developed for well over a century. This important combination of better ingredients and brewing skill results in the most refreshing, most deeply satisfying glass of beer you've ever enjoyed. Get next to a golden glass of the crisp refresher soon and discover why people who know quality when they taste it enjoy over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer every day. In the last half of the eighth inning, Vic Wirtz.
WOKO Albany.
Beck and Malzone to follow. Wirtz doubled to left center, walked, and grounded to short. We pause for station identification.
1460 on the dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York. Good sound broadcasting for 1961. Holiday drivers, strict obedience of rules and regulations may avoid arrest or accident tragedy. Drive carefully.
Vic Wirtz up, Jim Coates to the windup, and the pitch, Vic picks high, ball one. 12-3 New York, the Yankees' second highest offensive output of the year. The next pitch swung on, popped high into the air along third baseline. Boyer makes the catch. Wirtz pops to Boyer. One away. Now Jackie Jensen took a third strike, doubled to left, and grounded to second. Red Sox got 3 runs in the third inning off Ralph Carey. Jensen doubling with the bases loaded off the left field wall. Jim Coates fires away. Look out, Jackie. It hit him on the hand. And he's on. He trots on down to first base. Jensen hit by a pitched ball. And up comes Frank Malzone. Grounded to short, hit a sacrifice fly to right, and grounded to second. Coach ready. And the pitch. High, ball one. Danny McDevitt in the Yankee bullpen loosening up along with Art Dittmar. Coates' pitch swung on line down the left field line into the corner. Yogi playing it into the corner. Jensen around second, heads for third. The throw goes quickly into second, and Malzone back to first with a single to left. With one out in the eighth, and a hit batsman in the single. Sets it up for Jim Baglioni. Single to left, grounded to short, and pops to second. 12-3, New York, eighth inning. First pitch to Paglioni is just outside, ball one. Next delivery, swung on and missed, strike one. One and one. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to short. Kubek over to Richardson for one, back on the scour, and a double play. Boy, that Kubek went way over to his right in behind Boyer to grab that ball and start the twin killing. No runs, one hit. No errors, and one left on. End of 8 innings of play. Yankees, 12 runs, 17 hits, and no errors. Boston, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Yankees are stranded, 6, and the Red Sox, 6. Game highlighted by 7 New York home runs, one short of the Major League record for one game by one team. Elsewhere, as we look at the Ballantyne scoreboard in the American League, Washington beat Los Angeles 5-1. Hobaugh the winner, Garver the loser, Averill homered. First game of a doubleheader, Cleveland beat Minnesota 4-3. Funk the winner in relief of Hawkins, Pasquale the loser. The second game will be Ramos and Grant. Baltimore 4, Chicago nothing, end of 7 innings. Barber against Shaw with Kemmer relieving in the 7th. Gentile homered in the 7th, one on. First game of Detroit, Kansas City 3, Tigers 1 at the end of 7.5 innings. Archer against Mossy with Fisher in relief in the 8th. National League, a morning game, Cincinnati 7, San Francisco 2, end of 8.5. Maloney, Brosnan, Henry for the Reds, Jones, Fisher, Duffalo, Bolin for the Giants. Home runs, Pinson, Maloney, one on in Freeze. For the Giants, Alou, Landreth, Hiller, and Mays, the last two in the 9th, to make it at least 7-4 as they bat. Right now, in the first of the 9th at Fenway, John Blanchard up, takes low and inside. St. Louis, Los Angeles play tonight. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 3-1. Buell beat Ferretti, Thomas homering in the 7th in the first game. Blanchard takes low for a ball. Willie and Mahaffey in the second game. Chicago beat Pittsburgh 5-3. Ellsworth beats Mizell. Rogers and Kendall homering. Second game, 2-0 Cubs at the end of the first inning. Cardwell and Friends. Mike Cornelius pitches, and it is in there for a strike. The Indianapolis Speedway Memorial Day race was won by A.J. Foyt of Houston, Texas. Eddie Sachs second, Roger Ward third. Cornelius flips, and Blanchard hits a fly ball in the straightaway center. Gary Geiger under it, takes it for the out. John popped to short, grounded to second, struck out, and hits the box before just now flying to center. And he is the only regular other than the pitchers that failed to hit. Boyers had 4 out of 5. Kubek, 2 out of 5. Maris, 3 out of 5, including 2 homers. Mantle, 2 out of 5, including 2 homers. Pitch to Bobby Richardson in for a strike. Maris driving in 4 and Mantle 4. Barras had 2 for 5, including a homer. Scarron, 3 for 4, including 2 homers. The pitch is in there for a strike. And Richardson, who is up, has had 1 for 4. Fly to right center, line to center, singled, and grounded to short. Mike Cornelius delivers, and Bobby lifts a high pop foul off first. Vic Wirtz moves under it and takes it. 2 away. And here's Jim Coates. So, Jim might keep it alive, but from the standpoint of tying the record for most homers in the game by one team, which is 8, the Yankees are 1 short. They've had 7, the record's 8. Cornelius pitches high and inside to Jim Coates. Out. Next pitch hits Coates in the back. Jim goes by him and says something to him. And now Bob Stewart goes out and says something to Cornelius. And Stewart is calling Higgins out. I think Bob is in, saying that he deliberately threw at Coates. In fact, Neroni is saying something, and now Higgins is coming over. Jensen. And now Higgins is arguing with Stewart. Stewart went out, I think, to warn Cornelius. And Charlie Berry comes over to get into the discussion. Thank you. Jim Coates is aboard, hit by a pitch ball. Mike Cornelius is working to Boyer. He's had 4 for 5. He swings and fouls it back. Strike one. And the pitch. Low outside for a ball. Next pitch to Boyer is outside and low. The most home runs by a team in a game, 8, the Yankees in 1939, the Braves in 1953, and the Reds in 1956. The Yankees have hit 7 in this one. And one other thing I may want to bring up here in a moment. Here's the pitch, and it's over the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. Cleet Boyer, who's had 4 out of 5, raised his average, 24 points, 267. At bat with Coates on first in the ninth inning, 12-3, New York. Mike Cornelius delivers, pitch is swung on, it's a high fly ball into right field. Jackie Jensen is under it, makes the catch, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of 8.5 innings, the score, the Yankees 12 and the Red Sox 3. See a ball game quite like this one. You see different kinds, but it's had 2 ingredients: the long ball and some exciting plays. Makes a good ball game. The 2 very important things that go into a truly fine beer. The first is lightness. The second, flavor. To really refresh, a beer must have lightness plus lager beer flavor. Where Ballantine beer comes in. Ballantine combines the best of both, delivered to the taste you've been searching for in beer. A taste that's sunny, mellow, and just as crisp and refreshing as all outdoors. So if lightness alone won't do for you, if you want a beer with flavor too, then make the good old 3-ring sign and ask the man for Ballantine. People know quality when they taste it, and that's the reason why over 5 million glasses of the crisp refresher are enjoyed every day. So try it, friends, and enjoy it. Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. The thing I wanted to bring up is the Yankees tied a record of having as many as 3 players hit 2 home runs in one game. Mantle and Maris and Skaron have done it today to tie a record. As we go to the last half of the ninth inning, Carroll Hardy up, and Coates' pitch is swung on in line foul. Left field stand, strike one. Pittsburgh had Kiner, Greenberg, and Cox do it in 1947. The Red Sox had Doerr, Dropo, and Williams do it in 1950. The Giants had Mays, Spencer, and Westrum in 1956. The Reds had Thurman, Robinson, and Kluszewski in 1956. And the Yankees today have had Maris, Mantle, and Skaron. So it hasn't been done very often. They pitched to Hardy just outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Coates pitches. Swung on, lined out into right field for a base hit. Maris takes it on a hop. They throw in the second. Hardy really traveled around first and hits the dirt going back in. A single to right. Don Button swings and misses, strike one. So this was the second time that it's been done in the American League, one team having 3 players hit as many as 2 homers. He's done the National League 3 times. Here's the pitch, and it's low outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. It's over the outside corner for a strike. Jack Reed has gone into center field, by the way, in place of Mantle. Coach delivers, and it is over that outside corner. Called strike three. Budden took it a good look, but it was over there. And we'll have Russ Nixon coming up to bat for Mike Fornelius. Nixon batting for Fornelius. Left-hand batter. And the pitch. High, ball one. One ball, no strike. Here's the delivery. It's outside. Ball two. 12-3, New York, last of the ninth. Here's the delivery. High for ball three. 3-0 count. We have a night game tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 8:55. 7:55. Game's at 8 o'clock. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 3-1. One count. And the pitch. Swung on line out into right center field and it's going to be in there for extra bases. There goes Hardy on his way to third and in the second goes Nixon with a double. Double right center. For Russ Nixon. Up comes Chuck Schilling. Ground to the second. Walk, fly to right center, and walk. One out in the ninth inning. 12-3, New York. Gary Geiger on deck. And the pitch. Inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. And the pitch. It's in there. Strike one, 1-1. Runners lead away from second and third. The pitch. Swung on, foul back out of play, strike two. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runners lead away from second and third. Coates delivers and Schilling takes it outside. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. the delivery. Swung on and fouled back out of play. Count remains 2-2. A 2-2 count. Leads off third, Nixon off second. Now the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. There are two away. And up comes Gary Geiger. Popped to third, double to left, popped to third, foul to the catcher. Delivers to Geiger. High, ball one. Runners leading away from second and third, ninth inning. Jim Coates delivers and Geiger takes it low, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The next pitch hits outside, ball three. Vic Wirtz is on deck. Jackie Jensen to follow. And the 3-0 pitch. It's over. Strike one, 3-1. Here's the delivery. Swung on to high pop. In the very short right, Richardson backing up, still going back, and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on, and the Yankees win the second game of the series, 12-3, with a home run blast, included seven, one short of the record. For most homers in a game by one team, and tied a record for most men to hit as many as two homers in a game, with Mantle, Maris, and Skarin each hitting two. So as we check the totals, check your Ballantine beer, fill up the glass, and have a ball.